Hi, it's Tim Hagen from Progress Coaching, and welcome to another episode for the Coaching Conversations podcast. Now, we are on Stitcher, we are on iTunes, and multiple different channels. Please check us out. Now, one of the things that you'll get out of our podcast episodes is a lot of content, a lot of strategy. It's not fluff, it's not concept, yet we really want you to engage with the content and let us know your feedback. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to us. If there's topics you'd love to have us address, we would love to share them with you. Let us know your impact and let us know your feedback. Understanding emotional intelligence is really required not just by leaders, yet also by employees. So there are five tenets of emotional intelligence: self-awareness, looking in the mirror; self-regulation, not being interruptive or disruptive; empathy, showing care and understanding what other people are going through; motivation, knowing what turns you on, where you want to go to the next level; and then ultimately social skills, how you carry yourself and interact with other people. You know, there's so much information out there about emotional intelligence and leadership, yet we also have to get people who are everyday employees, individual contributors, to really double down on the understanding of what emotional intelligence is. Now, with that being said, why do we need to do that? First and foremost, when you think about emotional intelligence, you know, it first starts with self-awareness. And self-awareness is the ability to recognize and understand your own moods, emotional reactions, and drives, as well as those attributes of other people. Every one of us have that person in our life. You know, yeah, but Bob, you know, they already know you're wrong before you're done with your first sentence. So emotional intelligence, I believe, starts initially with self-awareness, truly taking time to reflect, to sit and think about how you're perceived, how you come off. Now, I'll give you an example. One of the things I've always had a healthy, very healthy relationship with is conflict. So people will portray me like, oh, he just likes to argue. You know, he really likes to confront people. I actually don't. I'm comfortable having the conversation, but to say that I like it. And so the reason I share that is I have to be very self-aware of when I'm confronting someone or confronting an issue of how I'm coming off. Are they focused on my behavior or the issue that I'm bringing up? Now, dare I say I've gotten better at it? Have I perfected it? No, I need to continue to be self-aware. And so emotional intelligence starts with self-awareness. Now, we've said this for 31 years. Coaching is a two-step process. Number one, it's getting someone to look in the mirror. Number two, it's getting them to take action on number one. Very few people do number one arbitrarily on their own. Thank you for listening to another episode of Coaching Conversations by Tim Hagen and Progress Coaching. Now, our company is always coming out with new and innovative solutions to help leaders coach their employees. And recently, we just created a new service called Coach to You, where leaders can pick and choose topics and assign 7 to 21 day programs for employees to learn and, more importantly, apply actions and then reflect and share what they're going to do going forward as a result of the learning. It's called Coach to You. We're literally bringing coaching to your employees. If you're intrigued, we'll have a link in each one of our episodes where you can get more information. And again, thank you so much for listening to another episode.